Okay, I'm here with Hear Women Steering Group, and I'm going to speak to three members of the steering group, so I'm going to get you to introduce yourselves. I'm here to, the project is Skills for Life, the steering group on there. So I'm going to get you to introduce yourselves, and if you could let me know about your role in the steering group, the work that's been involved, and what you think the impact of the project is on the women that are working as part of the project.
Okay, hi, my name is Amtala Qassayr. I am one of the steering group, and I am a coordinator for the all activity funded by Hearing Women Organization. I would like to thank them for funding us. We have a lot of activity, and the women, they are so happy with all of the activity. One of them is the gym, and the other one is sauna classes. Really, the gym attendance are very good. More than 22 women attending. They are very happy. They feel that they are losing weight, making fun with the other people, because they are joining other people in the same community, sharing the same languages. They are so happy. Every Monday and every Wednesday they attend, and they would like to involve in other activity. So in the center we have a lot of health activity. I remember last on 23rd of September we did joint problem health talk, and it's really, really very good, because most of the group, they have arthritis, they have knee problem, they have back problem. So they bring all the equipment. This is the people coming from Edge UK. They presented the talk, and they bring a lot of equipment, and they do many exercise in front of them to how to support their knees, how to support their backs. And really, the women, they are very happy. They give us a lot of information, a lot of leaflet, and they show us where to go to support our case. We also have yoga classes, and we have Zumba class. Zumba class is amazing. Mm-hmm. You see, the attendees are very good, and they are so happy with the activity. So we see the women, they look happy, and these support them to reduce their isolation, their loneliness, to be with the other people. Mm-hmm. And we also hoping to do a eat party in the end of October, and all the group asking about this event. And I remember we did the same event last year with the Hearing Woman, and it's very successful. We invite many organizations like Edge UK, Open Edge, and from Community Transport, from Westway, and the day was amazing, more than 150 women attending. That's, you see the progressing, you see the people willing to come and willing to share these activities, and all the group are benefit from this.
Brilliant. And what's the makeup of the group? So what's the mixture? Is it a mixed women?
It's a mixed women, yes, from different nationalities. we have from Morocco, we have from Iraq, from Syria, from Afghanistan, from Gambia, from Pakistan, from Iran. You can't believe it's mix, from Egypt, from Syria. And they are coming together, talking, making fun, benefit from the exercise. They feel fit, and they reduce their depression. That's the aim of this project, yes.
Brilliant. So I'm going to speak to another member of the steering group.
Hello, my name is Ikram Hassan. I'm one of the member of the steering group. I joined with the other ladies last year, and it was very successful. I noticed that, and this year as well. And the ladies are really, really enjoyed being at the center, especially with exercise, Zumba class, where we invite health talk, invite people who came, especially for... we have a group where teach ladies how to start their own business, which is very successful, and they really enjoyed it. And many ladies attend
the decoration.
This. Yeah, the lady who came taught them how to make decoration to the candles decoration, how to make a gifts, special gifts for babies, for wedding, for lots of skills, which we find it very enjoyable, very interested, and it may help ladies to start their own business as well.
Yeah, brilliant. Yeah. And do you find that you've benefited from being part of the steering group?
Absolutely, yeah.
So do you feel it's developed your skills?
It developed my skills as well, and not only with the speech skill as well, especially in English.
Yeah, very good. Your English is very good, though. So I'm going to interview, I was going to ask a couple of questions to another member of the steering group.
Explain just like your role and how you feel.
Yeah.
My name.
Hi, I'm Maha Youssef.
I am one of the steering
group. One of the members of the steering group. And we are
joining
the
exercise
and
the gym activity.
Gym activities and
also the health talk.
How to start business with women. Meeting new people, and coffee morning, and many things, many activities. We
see it as very, very.
It seems successful to many women, and join together, everyone. It's really helpful. Really.
Do you think that without the Do you think what would happen if this project wasn't like here? What would you know?
If it's not extended, you mean?
So if you didn't have this project, what do you think the women would be doing?
Oh, depressed at home.
Yeah.
Doing nothing, overweight, age,
and eating. Especially myself, I tried myself with exercise. My doctor sent me to insert a camera in my hip.
Yeah,
but with I was afraid, so I joined the exercise, and all the pain has gone.
Brilliant.
Yeah, which is I didn't need any operation. Yeah. So many ladies like this, they came to the exercise with pain, joint pain, especially in this country with the weather. But and they really find it very useful.
Yeah. And the fun being together is very important.
Yeah.
Yes.
Thank you.
That's
great. And do you feel that you would continue to be part of the steering group?
Yes.
And hopefully, inshallah, we'll look for some more funding to continue it.
To continue for the next year.
Yeah, for the next year.
Yeah.
And I think this will be evidence the impact that the project is having on local women.
Yeah. Hoping to continue next year because
it's
still we saw the success.
Yeah.
It's very nice.
And people still join in new people every day.
Every time.
New people come in. So. Because they hear about the project, they hear about the success, exercise, all the program, and they come to join. Yeah.
Course.
We would like to ask you a little bit about how did you find how to set up business course.
Thank you,
So if we can start with you, Intilaf. How did you find the course of the when we invited the lady to teach you new skills?
Yes.
And how did you find that course, please?
Yes, we arranged this course with Beqa about how to start our own business, and the course is about decoration and something. To wrap the things or the gift and present it in a very good way, you know. And we see it's very, very, very good because every day she come with a new skill, how to teach us a new things. One, how to, when somebody do the baby shower and how to wrap the things and the gift and take it to the people is really very nice. The second day, how to, she bring a different candle and a plain candle without any things, and she put decoration of the on the candles and different writing, and she use a different type of pens, and this is they really into